digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
First ball swinging, Gavin Jacobus fouls it off on the third base side, out of play. Nothing in one. Gavin has to make that diving play and then has to lead off here in the fourth inning. Nothing in one from Devin Iam. And here's the pitch. Changeup, bounced on the infield, knocked down at third by Anderson. The throw by Logan, and it won't be in time. So the runner will reach base. One on with nobody out for Landon Blaha. He struck out last time. So Blaha will call time and then stand in. 2-1 Ithaca, top of four here in Ridge and Valley Conference Baseball. Iam to the belt, throws to first, and the runner is back in time. Pleased to have you along for high school baseball. We have a number of nice events featuring local teams this week on the radio. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air to left field, down the line, hooking foul. Right down the auxiliary road that the buses use here around the elementary school, and it scoots along toward the back fence. Boy, things are getting green and growing. Notice that on the way over here today, how that dark green that the farm fields are. Here's the pitch. Oh, it hit him. Got him on the shoulder, and there are two aboard in the fourth inning, and North Crawford bouncing right back now with two aboard, nobody out, and Jake Odell will be the batter. So Blaha, checking on his welfare at first base, giving him a little extra time. He is back and ready with the helmet on at first base. Tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first for North Crawford in the top of the fourth inning. Iam set to go against Bolin. Bolin with a glove up. And the kick and the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes to the batter. North Crawford with two aboard, without the aid of a base hit here in the inning. Here's the pitch. That is called a strike. Count even at one ball and one strike. Trojans trying to rally here in the inning. To be their first rally of the day. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball on the infield, up the middle. Clary to second, one. The relay in time. His second double play turned here in the game. Jacobus goes to third. Blaha out at second base. Odell at first on the 6-3 double play. And that'll bring up Sawyer Stoluka, who flew out to left field his first time up. Larry, an excellent fielder, a strong arm coming over the bag at second base. That one was set up pretty well again. Ball hit near second base. Here's the pitch, ripped to left and deep. Left fielder is back. Is the park going to hold it? It's over his head against the fence. And he is rounding the bag at first. A run will score, and we're tied again. Gavin Jacobus scores. DeLuca just missed getting out of here, and it is one of the longer singles that you will see off the left field fence. Nelson got it in, and the batter will be Zach Fender. Here comes the pitch. That one is upstairs. One ball and no strikes. overthrow back to the pitcher. Now back it goes to Devin Iam. Iam back to work. Here's the pitch. That one swung on and fouled. A ball and a strike to the hitter. Two away in the fourth inning. Iam is set. Hunter leads at first. The pitch inside and high. Count goes to 2-1. The top of the order. Caden Olson is due next. Bender back in. 2-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Throw to first. And the runner is back in time. It's a perfect afternoon here with baseball. Here's the pitch down low. Good block by Boland. Keeps it in front of him. So they'll get the baseball back. And Iam doesn't waste a lot of time out there. He's ready to go. To the belt and the pitch. That one is high, and it is ball four. So Stoluka goes to second. Bender at first base. Third walk given up tonight. So Caden Olson will be the batter. Came in when Cullen Jacobus was injured last time and had to leave the game. Inherited a 2-2 count. Takes a look at his stride. Nothing and one to the hitter. In runners leading. Stoluka at second. Bender at first. Throw to second. And they've got the runner in a pickle. Throw to third. Anderson's racing back with it. Throws it back to Salisbury, who puts the tag on, and that'll do it. Stoluka caught in the pickle. And North Crawford is retired. They score a run on a hit, an error, and also one runner left on. So it is a 2-2 ball game as we go to the bottom of inning number four. High school baseball coming your way. WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Welcome back. Some cool tunes being played on the PA system by Adam Hess, and does a good job always. So they are jamming here at the Ithaca Friendly Confines. All right. We are ready to go, and leading it off for the Bulldogs will be Wyatt Hilby, the designated hitter. 2-2 ball game, bottom of four. Hilby popped out last time. Candler from the windup. There's the pitch. And that one is high. One ball and no strikes. Wyatt last time a good at bat before popping one that the catcher caught between home and third. And he rips one to left down the line with authority. It's a base hit. Knocked down by Jacobus in the left field foul area and brings it back in. So that's a solid hit for Wyatt Hilby. Bulldogs with their fourth hit today. Cody Burns will be the batter, and Devin Iam due next. 2-2 ball game. North Crawford and the Bulldogs tied at 2. Danny Clary said this is going to be a tough game. North Crawford, I'm sure, an advantage to have. They've had one game in the Bulldogs first today. Here's a rip to left. Well hit. Left fielder back. It's way out of here for Cody Burns. Burns drives one with authority. That one would have been out of a lot of baseball parks as it got up and out of here, and the Bulldogs take a 4-2 lead. He'll touch them all. Bulldogs number 8 hitter, Wyatt Hilby, scores in front of him. And the Bulldogs take a big lead with one swing of the bat there. Nice hit. Devin Iam will be the batter. 4-2 Bulldogs. 5 hits today now for Ithaca. And Candler ready to work. From the windup, there's the pitch to Devin. He checks his swing, and it hit his bat. Got to check in on that a little bit. I think it's strike one. Due next, the top of the order, Matt Kepler. Talk about the old Bulldog broadcast facility and crawling up the ladder and hauling stuff up there. Here's a high one. There was a rope that they had attached to the top as well with a basket, so you could take stuff up from the outside. You put stuff in the basket, pull it up the rope. Here's a chopper on the infield, third base side, and it rolls across the foul line just before the third base bag, so strike two. So we would get the equipment up there that way as well. A lot of times one person would go up, and we would load stuff. They would pull it up the ladder. If I was by myself, I would kind of go up, put stuff in the basket, then go up and pull it up. So it was quite an adventure. Here's a chopper foul outside the first base bag. And it was easy to drop things as well. So back in the day, we do a lot of interviews on cassettes. We had a cassette recorder we would take along and do pregame interviews or interview players. And one time I got back up into the booth with my cassette player, and I sat down, and there was no cassette in the player. I go, where did the tape go? I couldn't find it. And went back, traced my steps. Here's a pitch upstairs for ball. Could not find it. Looked all over. Went back to the field. Where's my cassette? When they get married, I can't find it. And walking back, and then I kind of looked down along the outside and then the inside, and I'm looking. Well, they had a big thing. They had established a whole bunch of bags of popcorn. And evidently, when I went up the ladder, the tape fell out of the machine right into a bag of popcorn. Here's a swinging strike by Iam, and there is one away. Candler gets strikeout number 4. We go back to the top of the order. Luckily, I was able to salvage it because somebody would have bought a bag of popcorn. And they go, hey, they're giving away free cassettes today. Wow, that's great. But I got it before it was a special giveaway. Kepler today 0 for 2. Candler from the windup. There's the pitch, and it is down low for a ball. Danny Clary due next for the Bulldogs, leading it 4-2 in the fourth. Candler looking down the barrel. Smith with a target up. The pitch is high. 2 balls and no strikes. Burns with a first Bulldog home run of the year. There will be others. Quite a few guys that can reach the fence. Or better than reach the fence. This one down low. That's ball 3. 3 balls and no strikes. One of the most exciting hits of the tournament last year before state was Micah Salisbury's long home run at Seneca in the regional final. That thing got out of the ballpark, which is a big one at Seneca, right over the center field fence and then some. This one is ball 4. Kepler is on at first base. So now, 0 total of 3 walks given up by the pitcher, Candler. And there's a conference at the mound. There is one out. 2 have scored in the inning. And a runner at first base as the conversation continues. Join us for the postgame show tonight, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We'll recap the game and give you some numbers on how it happened. That is heard prior, I should say, postgame to every one of our broadcasts during the year. And then join us for the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. We look back on a moment that kind of turned the tide and rewarded the team with the lead, the advantage. Check out Duncan Rewards, Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. Conference is over. Sammy Clary is in, runner at first with a good lead. Kepler off by a few paces. Throw to first, and he's back in time. Bulldogs get down and dirty with their leads here. Sneak it back in with a hand on the bag at first base. Candler goes back to work. Ready to go against Clary. There is the pitch, and it is a ball off the outside corner. 1 ball and no strikes in the bottom of the 4th inning. Kepler leads. He's off, runner going, ball low, throw to second, not in time, into center field, but not far enough for Kepler to move to third. Stolen base now for the Bulldogs. Another man in scoring position. Matt will dust himself off. And Sammy Clary back in. Ready to swing. 2-0 pitch is hit high in the air to center field. Center fielder going over to make the call. Right fielder calls him off, and it's pulled in by Caden Olson. On the play, staying at second base was Matt Kepler. So the hitter will be Micah Salisbury. Micah has walked, and he has doubled the knock in a run and scored. Salisbury ready to roll. Runner at second base. Candler working from the stretch to the belt, and the pitch ripped in the air to shallow center field. Center fielder coming over, Stoluka makes the grab for out number 3, and that will do it. In the inning, the Bulldogs jump ahead with 2 runs on 2 base hits. The big blow, the 2-run shot by Cody Burns. Also, no errors, and 1 runner left aboard. We go to the fifth. Ithaca leading it 4-2 over North Crawford in Ridge and Valley Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Devin, I'm working on the leadoff hitter, and that is Caden Olson. The ball and a strike now. Top of 5, Ithaca leading 4-2 in area high school baseball. Olson was at the plate. The Bulldogs were able to get the out on the base pass. This one inside, and hit it. And North Crawford will have a base runner now. Olson aboard, hit by a pitch. That brings up number two hitter Andrew Munson. North Crawford attempting to bounce right back here from a two-run deficit. Munson had a single last time and was erased on a Bulldog double play, one of two today. Runner leads at first. Devin Iams ready. And here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Olson came out in reserve to play back in the second inning. Good size lead at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes to one ball and one strike. Another thing I remember about that old broadcast booth here at Ithaca is it was all a pin on the outside. If you weren't careful, you could get an electric shock. Pitch is down low for a ball. I'm not sure, but something wasn't grounded all that well. Because once in a while, I put my hand on the outside. Oh, boy, it's like touching an electric fence. Okay, don't do that again. 2-1 offering is going to be hit high and down the foul line. Let's see if they've got room. Running grab, Nelson. Great job. Wes Nelson filling the gap, making the running grab from left field right along the foul fence near the elementary school. So there is one away. The batter, Miles Candler, the pitcher. Runner remains at first base. Olson gets a bit of a lead. The pitch, no, Iams throws to first, and the runner is back in time. Things have cooled off a little bit now. We've got cloudy skies. Get into the evening a little bit later here today. After an eclipse Monday, there's the pitch followed back by the batter. Nothing and one to Miles Candler, looking for his first hit of the day. Two infield groundouts. Iams checks the runner at first base. The 0-1 pitch down low for a ball. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Olson with a slight lead off of first. Mac Neef playing the bag. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward center. Center fielder back, and he's got it. Matt Kepler hauls it in. Runner long way to second base. Throw to first is high on the relay from Salisbury, but it's going to be played. Did they get it before the out-of-bounds line? No, they did not. That will allow Kate Olson to go to second on the overthrow back to the first base bag. So two away, Brennan Smith will be the batter. Kepler catching that ball, which carried pretty well off the bat of Miles Candler. Smith has walked and popped out. A runner at second base, 4-2 ball game, top of five here at Ithaca. Iams to the belt of the pitch. That one just outside. One ball and no strikes. Tomorrow night, we will see the Weston Silver Eagles for the first time this year. They're playing non-conference game at Richland Center. We look forward to that game. Here's the pitch, ripped toward second base, and a nice grab there by Micah Salisbury. Hauls in the line drive, and that'll do it for the Trojans in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left at second. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Ithaca leads it 4-2 in Ridge and Valley Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny the Wannabe Baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance, offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Since 1974, Templin Agri Builders has been your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin Agri Builders soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pole buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin Agri Builders, ready to go to work for you.
In the bottom of the fifth inning for the Bulldogs, Logan Anderson will lead it off. He'll be followed by Wes Nelson and then Mac Neef. 4, 5, and 6 batters for Ithaca. Now overcast and a cooler evening in Ithaca. 4-2, Bulldogs lead. Chandler, it looks like, is still going. Don't have the numbers on his pitch count today. Still well below the 100 limit. But he has had some longer innings, faced 6 in the third and 6 in the fourth. Anderson has walked and singled, and Logan will lead it off in this fifth inning. Stands in, ready to go. Candler set to work. From the windup, there is the pitch, high. 1 ball and no strikes. Candler still throwing pretty hard here in the fifth inning. Trying to bring it down a little bit. From the windup, the pitch down low. 2 balls and no strikes. Ball goes back to the pitcher. Candler ready, the 2-0, and that one is called a strike. 2-1 to Logan. We've had him on the air as in the capacity of the FFA board this year. I know the Ithaca FFA has done a great job. Won some awards. This one is called outside for a ball, and it is 3-1. But great to see them active and a lot of good things. 3-1, the pitch swung on and fouled out of play. Back over into the grassy play area. I'm not sure where the youngsters are playing. I mentioned earlier I thought they were playing baseball over there, but it looks like it's a hybrid, kind of a football-baseball game going on at the same time. Ithaca's usually pretty good at both sports, so combine them. Here is 4-4 to Logan, and he'll take a base. 5 walks given up by Miles Candler on the day, and the batter will be Wes Nelson. Wes has 2 fly balls to center field tonight. Anderson with a good piece of territory leading at first base. Candler is set. There's the pitch low and backhanded by Smith. 1 ball with no strikes. Logan, I believe, was injured a year ago. Came off that injury but helped the Bulldogs. In fact, he had one of the he plays, hits in that state championship game. Pitch with the runner going. It's down low, and there will be no hustle needed as the ball goes back to the screen. Anderson blows up and goes into second base, standing up. Bulldogs with another man in scoring position. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning today. Count is 2-0. Here's the pitch. Outside, and backhanded by Brennan Smith, the catcher. Candler working on where that plant foot goes, concerning himself a little bit with that. Here comes the 3-0 pitch, and it's high, ball four. So Nelson is aboard, accepting a walk. 2 on, and it looks like a time has been called. Coach Ben Candler out to have a word with his pitcher and might be seeing a pitching change here in the fifth inning. He'll talk about it. Nobody's taken the ball from the pitcher yet, but I believe they will be doing a pitching change here. We kind of await their next move. 4-2 Bulldogs in the fifth inning. Next action for Ithaca. Tomorrow night they'll be at Potosi High School against Potosi Cassville. Thursday they're at Waseca against Waseca Steuben. Next Monday is the showdown with Weston right here at the Ithaca Bulldog Baseball Grounds. Ithaca plays at Seneca next Tuesday, and Kickapoo will be here the following Thursday, the 18th. Crazy how many games are coming up here. And, of course, if you have three canceled last week, it's a no-brainer. And they'll make up the game that was canceled or postponed with Riverdale on Friday, the 19th of April, which will be a good one. Conference is over. They stay with Candler on the mound. Runners lead at first and second. Pitch bunted and popped up, foul. Strike one. Off the bat of Mac Meef. Candler again below the pitching limits. But had a little conference with him, just kind of concerning two walks given up here in the inning. Nothing at one. Miles looking in for the sign. Runners lead at one and two. Here's the pitch. Bunt attempt, and he missed it. It is strike two. Meef with a hit back in the second inning. One for two on the day. Nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Candler gets the ball back. He is ready at the belt. Here's a pitch. Ripped in the air to center field. Center fielder coming over. He's got it. And the Bulldog runners will stay put. Mac Meef for the fly ball to center field. And there is one away. That'll bring up Wyatt Hilby. Wyatt singled and scored in the fourth inning. He is one for two today. Adding in the bottom of inning number five here at Ithaca. Still, what, an hour away from sunset time, but it's getting a little dark here with cloudy skies. Swinging strike by Hilby. Nothing in one. If not turned the lights on yet. Maybe not this year. I don't know. Candler to the belt. The pitch outside. One ball and one strike. These two schools playing just some tremendous, exciting boys basketball games against one another this year. 1-1 offering. Swung on and fouled back by Hilby. I was blessed to be able to do two of the three. And including that regional semifinal game at North Crawford, which was really just a healthy high school game. Lots of people in the stands. It was kind of a throwback to days of old in high school sports. 1-2 offering. It's going to be ripped up the middle slowly. There'll be no play. Everybody is safe. They were trying to tag a runner on the way by. Anderson got around the tag, goes to third. Nelson at second. And Hilby at first base. So the bases are loaded here with one away in the bottom of the fifth for Cody Burns, who hit a two-run home run last time. 4-2 Ithaca, more of a threat going on now in the fifth inning. Burns back and ready. There's the pitch. Bounced slowly to second base. Should score a run. Picked up at second. The throw in time. And the Bulldogs take a 5-2 lead. As Logan Anderson scores, Wes Nelson goes to third. Wyatt Hilby at second. Burns gets his third RBI in the game on the 4-3 putout. And that'll bring up Devin Iam, the pitcher. Runners at second and third with two away. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air. Left field. Left fielder coming in. Base hit. Scores a run. Throw comes on. They'll hold the other runner. And it is 6-2 Ithaca. Bottom of the lineup. Getting around on it here for the Bulldogs. Hilby goes to third. Iam at first with an RBI hit. And now back to the top of the order. The seventh hitter of the inning will be up. Matt Kepler, courtesy runner coming in for the pitcher. The Bulldogs' Cole Brownlee will run at first base. And here is Matt Kepler. He has grounded out, struck out, and walked in that order. Pitcher fakes first and then fakes the third. Everybody is back to the bags. Now he'll work to Kepler. Runners lead at 1-2. Sandler with the pitch, ripped in the air toward right field, caught by the second baseman, and that'll do it. Jake Odell takes a hit away, or a potential hit bid for Kepler, and that is out number three. In the frame, though, Ithaca scores a total of two runs. They do it with the aid of two base hits. Also, see, no errors in there, and two left the board. We have completed five here in Ithaca. The Bulldogs lead 5-4, 6-2 in Ridge and Valley Baseball from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat. Go to Blown Rock.
The throw goes down to second base and around the horn here in the sixth inning. It's the top of the sixth. Gavin Jacobus leads it off for North Crawford. He'll be followed by Landon Blaha and Jake Odell. 6-2, Ithaca leads. Devin Iam has gone the distance so far for the Bulldogs. Jacobus has been on twice, singled in the first and reached on an error in the fourth. And scored a run. He adjusts the helmet, and he is ready to roll against Devin Iam and the Bulldogs. Breeze has calmed down. It's just a light breeze now. Here's the kick and the pitch, and it's called a strike. Nothing in one. Trojans now trail the Bulldogs by four runs. Iam to the belt. And Devin with the pitch. And it's up high for the ball. 1-1. Sophomore Devin Iam getting the start for the Bulldogs. Tonight he has gone the distance. Had a great year in basketball. Really kind of that quotient for the Bulldogs that they needed. Swing and a miss by Jacobus, and it's 1-2. Gave him some inside presence, some rebounding strength. One ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Changeup is swung on and missed. And there is one away. For Devin Iam, let's see. That is strikeout number four on the day. Landon Blaha, he is 0 for 2. Struck out back in the first and then reached after being hit by a pitch in the fourth. Here's the deal. That one in the dirt. One ball and no strikes. Ithaca with six runs on seven base hits. Two runs and four base hits for North Crawford. One ball and no strikes from Devin Ive. Here's the kick. It's going to be down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. I'm getting right back to work. He has walked three today. Here's the pitch. Swung on and foul back by Blaha. The count goes to 2-1. All right, high school baseball, Weston at Richland Center. We will see the Ithaca softball team for the first time later this week as well. Looking forward to that. 2-1 pitch, check swing, it popped up behind the catcher and over the backstop, out of play, strike two. Two balls and two strikes to the hitter. Track meets coming up this week as well, getting into that season a little bit deeper, the outdoor events. To the belt, Iam kicks and fires, and that one is high. Full count now. Ithaca Weston track team will be in action on Saturday. They'll be a part of the new Lisbon Invitational. Gets underway at 9 o'clock. Here's a pitch ripped toward left field. Left fielder back into the left field corner. That ball is out of here. Home run for Landon Blaha. Sneaks one over the 286 sign in left field. The left field foul pole. And North Crawford is within three with a one swing of the bat. 6-3 ball game. Boy, the only question that for me as I was looking out there is whether it was fair or foul, and it stayed on this side of the foul pole in left field. So a one-out, four-bagger for Landon Blaha. That will bring up Jake Odell, who has struck out and hit into a double play today for the Trojan. I'm to the bell. Here's the pitch down low. Full count home run for Landon Blaha. Good at that. One and none from Iam. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and no strikes. Gets the ball back. The stretch and the pitch. That one is high. Iam has pitched. I don't think he's used a windup today. And it's 3-0 to Odell. Back to the belt. Devin Iam. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 3-1. As Adam Hess and I were going over the lineup, I looked down at Jake's name. I thought it said Jack. I'm thinking Jack Odell. He used to host Unshackled years ago, didn't he? Several generations ago. Here's a swing and a miss by the batter, Jake Odell. Again, into a double play last time, and this is strike three. So Devin Iam comes in with strikeout number five, and there are two away for Sawyer DeLuca. DeLuca flew out to left field back in the second and singled to knock in a run in the fourth inning. Devin Iam kicks and fires, and that one is taken for a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. We're in the top of the sixth inning, 6-3, Ithaca leading. I'm ready. Nothing and one for Devin. The pitch taken just a bit low. One ball and one strike. The birds are flying around my head here. I don't know if they want to build a nest around my head or not, but they're looking at me. 1-1 pitch. There's a swinging strike. One ball and two strikes. I'm ahead to the batter. Devin has gone the distance today, trying to get his team out of the sixth inning and into the dugout. Here's the pitch. Changeup reached out and touched behind second. That's in there for a base hit. Good at bat for Sawyer DeLuca, who has his second base hit today. This flared one over the infield. One on with two away, and the hitter will be Zach Bender. Micah Salisbury from second base went back far as he could, and that ball was over the over his glove. It was not hit all that hard, just kind of softly flared it in. Swing and a miss by Bender, and the count is nothing and one. Heim gets the baseball back. DeLuca with the lead. Here's the pitch down low. A ball and a strike here in the sixth inning. Game will be probably pushing a little better than 2 hours when all is said and done tonight. 1-1 offering from Devin Heim. There's the pitch inside. Backed him away. 2-1. We had a little bit of a delay earlier when Colin Jacobus was injured. Here to injure his leg on a swing, so that took a little extra time. But otherwise, we had some innings where we had base runners. There's a strike call. 2 balls and 2 strikes. North Crawford sent 6 to the plate back in the first. And 5 to the plate a couple of other times. This is the 5th man of the inning, and the pitch is down low for a ball. Pops loose, and the runner's going to move to second base. DeLuca on at second. On the pass ball, so a runner at number 2. 2 away in the 6th inning. Devin Heim working on the batter. With 2 away, runner at second gets the lead. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got it. That'll do it for North Crawford. 6 strikeouts for Ithaca pitcher Devin Heim. Sophomore gives up a home run in the inning. A run for North Crawford on 2 base hits. No errors and 1 left the board. We go to the bottom of inning number 6. Bulldogs 6. Trojans 3. High school baseball tonight, courtesy of our area sponsors, on WRCO and WRCO.com.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
It's the bottom of the 6th inning here in Ithaca. The Bulldogs lead it 6-3. Leading off for Ithaca, number 2 hitter Sammy Clary, followed by Micah Salisbury and Logan Anderson. And a new pitcher for North Crawford, Landon Blaha, takes the mound. Takes over for Miles Candler, who worked the first 5 innings. Laha coming on for his first inning of work. Candler started out did all right here in the ballgame. Gets to the 6th inning. The Bulldogs get a total of 7 hits off of him. A couple of big blows, a 2-run home run from Cody Burns, and an RBI double from Micah Salisbury among the Ithaca highlights. Candler walks a total of 4 in the ballgame. And strikes out a total of 4. So now getting ready here in the inning. The first pitch is in the dirt for Sammy Clary and back to the screen. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Clary has grounded out. He has walked and scored. and he has blown out. Two runs in the last three innings for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. Over the top fastball is a little high. Two balls and no strikes. With Crawford with a run in the first, a run in the fourth, and one in the sixth. This pitch is called a strike. 2-1 on Clary. Laha gets it back. Smith with a glove up. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. Count is 3-1 now on Clary. Bulldogs have had some big innings. Six men to the plate in the third, in the fourth, and seven men to the plate in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Backed him away. Ball four. Sammy is aboard. Walks for the second time tonight. And he is aboard, leading off the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's Micah Salisbury, who has walked, doubled a knock and run, and flown out. Said early in the broadcast, Micah making it known he's planning on attending River Falls. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Planning on playing baseball. I would think he would be a good addition to their squad. Runner leads at first base by a good pace. Clary off, and here's the pitch. Micah checks the swing, and it's a ball down low. One ball and no strikes. Came on as a Bulldog pitcher last year that really helped him out, but some impressive plays on defense. He was playing on the infield either at third or short or second, wherever they needed him. Here's a rock toward third on the ground. They've got it to second one. The relay is not in time. Salisbury beats it out. The force on Sammy Clary at second base is out number one. Landon Blaha made a nice play on that. Brought it over to Jake Odell at second for the force, but the relay back to Zach Bender at first was not in time. So the batter will be Logan Anderson, runner at first, one away. And we are set to go here. Bulldogs leading by three in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch is down low for a ball. Logan has been on all three times today. He has walked, singled, and walked in that order. He has scored a run. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. I'm not sure if his dad, Kenny, the real Kenny Anderson, was on three times in a game. I don't know. Have to go back and check some of Coach Pampoo's old scorebooks. One ball and no strikes to the batter. There's the pitch. Runner going. It's a ball. There'll be no throw, and Salisbury will be stealing a base. Runner in scoring position. The Bulldogs trying to get that run back from the previous inning. That one was called a strike, so it's 1-1 on Logan Anderson. Blaha with the pitch, ripped in the air, left field. The left fielder is over along the line, makes the call, and he's got it for out number two. That will bring up Wes Nelson. Wes has flown out to center a couple of times, and he has walked and scored. Back to second base, Micah Salisbury. Blaha is ready to go. There's the pitch. Foul ball. Third base side. Nothing. One. See if there's any brats left after the game. Adam has been up and down the stairs a few times getting him. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Two strikes on the batter, two away. Last of the sixth inning, Salisbury leads from second. Here's the pitch, changeup is going to stay high. One ball and two strikes. North Crawford will have the top of the order up in the top of the seventh inning. 1-2 offering. It swung on and missed. Nice strikeout by Blaha. It comes on and works the sixth inning. Gets a walk and a strikeout. Bulldogs have a base runner via a walk and a fielder's choice. No runs and no hits, no errors, and one left on. We go to the seventh here in Ithaca. Bulldogs 6, North Crawford 3 in Ridge and Valley Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Bulldogs bringing in Micah Salisbury, and one of their aces last year, coming in to work the seventh inning and trying to shut down North Crawford. Devin Heim goes a total of 6 innings today, and along the way strikes out 6, gives up 6 hits and walks 3. So he is ready to roll from second base now as the Bulldogs swap out. Salisbury moves from second to the pitching mound, and he'll face the top of the North Crawford order. Caden Olson will lead it off, followed by Andrew Munson and Miles Handler. Olson came on in relief of Cullen Jacobus, who was injured earlier in the game. Batting in the top of the order spot, he is 0-for-1. He was hit by a pitch last time. Swings and misses. Nothing in one. Top part of the order, North Crawford with some pretty good pop in the bat. Here's the pitch, strike 2 from Salisbury. Trojans will win some games this year. 0-2 offering, Salisbury deals. It is a strike 3 called. Wow. Micah Salisbury on in relief, throwing some heat, and gets a strikeout on 3 pitches. 1 up, 1 down for Andrew Munson. 1-for-3, he had a hit back in the third inning. He has struck out and blown out. The pitch, foul ball, nothing in one. Not sure how often Micah will come out in relief this year, but certainly the Bulldogs have depth at pitching. That's a real key. Nothing in one from the windup. There's the pitch, and that one is called a strike. With a pitch count, too, you can come on and stay under that 30 pitch count in a relief effort, still come back and work the next day. Change up, swing, and a miss. There are 2 away. Salisbury strikes out a pair, and there are 2 outs for Miles Handler. Miles has grounded out a couple of times, flew out to center field last time. 6-3 Bulldogs, 2 away in the 7th inning. Salisbury from the windup, here's the pitch. That's called a strike. Nothing in one. Gets the ball back. Works. The 0-1 down low. 1 ball and 1 strike. Getting a little bit of a reappearance. A curtain call for the sun today on an eclipse Monday. 1 ball and 1 strike. Here's the pitch in the dirt. 2-1 to Miles Candler. Bulldogs 1 out away from a victory in their first game of the year. 2-1 offering from Salisbury. The changeup going to be ripped towards second. Caught by Devin Heim, and that will do it. Bulldogs take them 1-2-3 That's the second time today the Trojans have gone in order, and that will do it. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on in the seventh. This one belongs to the Bulldogs with a win in six and a half innings, 6-3. The